We must understand and end the human rights disaster that is occurring in occupied Palestine, and one way we can do that is by listening to voices that we would never hear otherwise. To hear Palestinian voices that go unheard in the corporate and state media, tune into this radio station every week. This is Kristen S. reporting from occupied Palestine. Throughout this week, the Israeli military continued to attack a Gaza Strip. Particularly, they went after the Gaza City. In one night, they killed 14 Palestinians. Over 70 were injured, 10 critically. One man couldn't recognize his 16-year-old son for about 6 hours because his body was so badly burned. The Israeli military invaded by land using tank shells and also by air using Apache helicopters donated by the United States. There was one man who was on the rooftop of a friend's house. He was shot dead just for standing on his roof. This has been common in the rest of the Gaza Strip, but uncommon in Gaza City. The Israeli military destroyed 10 houses in Rafah, killed 2 people day before yesterday, and destroyed 21 houses also in Block O. Block O is an area that's already almost entirely destroyed. So there's very little left for the Israeli military to go after, but anything that's left that looks alive, anyone's house that someone is trying to live in is destroyed as well. In the Bet Hanun area of the Gaza Strip, which is in the north, the Israeli military destroyed all of the bridges leading in and out of Bet Hanun, completely trapping the residents. And then from 9 in the morning until 3 in the morning, they shelled with tanks and shot with Apache missiles. The next day, they destroyed the one road that was left that would go out of Bet Hanun called Salah Adin Street. They took sand and barbed wire and blocked in the residents even further and continued their assault on that area. So the death toll is mounting in the Gaza Strip, an area which is already so hemmed in by closure and so devastated by lack of employment, lack of clean water, lack of health facilities, etc. People are already slowly dying, but now they're being massacred fairly rapidly. The people in the Gaza Strip expect that it's going to get even worse as the United States officially declares its war on Iraq, a war that the United States has been waging against the Iraqi people for the last 10 years with sanctions and continued bombing. But when its official declaration comes and all eyes are on Iraq, the people of the Gaza Strip feel that they will be attacked even further. Of course, all of this week of the brutality that the Israeli military was perpetrating against the Palestinian people came at the time where the Israeli public was enjoying the ability to hold elections, which, of course, is something that the Palestinian people do not have any opportunity to be able to do. And, of course, all eyes were on whether it was going to be Sharon or Snar winning. And no one seemed to notice that there were 4 Arabs that were running in the elections as well. It's a devastating time for Palestinian people. Of course, during these elections, all of the West Bank was held under tight curfew, which means that the Palestinian people are under house arrest. They can't come, they can't go, they can't go to a shop, they can't go to school or to work. Unemployment is at about 80%, and the people are slowly but surely losing the ability to live any sort of life. So this is 55 years of increased brutality of Israeli aggression against the Palestinian people, and it's just getting worse. And all the while, the Israeli military government's propaganda machine is somehow churning out the information that the Palestinians deserve this sort of treatment and that they have brought it on themselves. And this is atrocious to watch happening as the people are crushed even further. With me tonight is a Palestinian man who was talk about his perceptions of what's going on right now.
I am a Palestinian from Bethlehem. The situation is today in Bethlehem. They are open between 8 and 5, and after a lot of soldiers was in Bethlehem, and they stopped a lot of cars, and they take a lot of papers of them. And the people today, it's Friday, they not go to the mosque because a lot of soldiers was make a lot of checkpoints. And especially today they are opening curfew, but we don't know when they are closed. And the people just are waiting in houses and nobody move because they are afraid. The soldiers catch people and sometimes hit him. And especially it's all the area, it's people now don't have anything to, especially about the life, because the situation is so bad. And this time the boys, they go to the schools and they have an examination, and during this situation they can't study good, because every night the soldiers moving, especially in refugee camps, and especially in Beit Lahem, it's three camps, it's under curfew every time, it's area A. Well, it was one Oslo agreement, and at now today it's we are in Beit Lahem area, and nobody move. It's open, but people can't do anything because every time they are under curfew, especially at night. الوضع في فلسطين وخصوصا في بيت لحم صعب كثير لأن الطلاب المدارس خاصة اليوم كان الجمعة وقسم منهم صار يكسر منع التجول ويطلعوا على مدارسهم بالتحديد لأن الأطفال مصممين على الدراسة وأن خطة العدو الإسرائيلي هو لتجهيل الطلاب وخاصة الطلاب الجدد في المدارس الابتدائية. الوضع بشكل عام الجيش الإسرائيلي أعلن عن فتح نظام منع التجول اليوم حتى إشعار آخر، ولكن الناس خائفين، فيش حدا في الشوارع لأن الجيش ما بيقادر البلد، واليوم كان في كثير حواجز في البلد والناس بشكل عام محبطة نتيجة الوضع السياسي السائد وبعد فوز شارون في الانتخابات. هذا هو المجمل الوضع في مدينة بيت لحم بالتحديد. شكرا.
Thanks for talking with us from the West Bank. Reporting from Occupied Palestine, I'm Kristen S.